sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, September 10th, 2025 edition. We're having some technical issues adding Rick Worswack into the show right now. We'll get this rescheduled here later in the show today. We'll take care of the problem here shortly and be able to have this conversation with Rick Worswack. He's with Transformation Michigan Sanctity of Life. And we've got a discussion lined up to have with Rick. So we'll get this fixed hopefully at the break. And we'll be able to get him to join us here in the next segment. One of the things that you have to understand is the process of the budget. Also the sausage making that goes along with it. But also at the same time, there's other things happening, other bills that the legislators are looking at and trying to push through. Children living in a tent dominated Elizabeth Hertel's hearing, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services. House Oversight Committee's questioning the Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel centered around child welfare. In the case of two children found living in a tent back in 2023. State Representative Angela Regas, who sits on the House Oversight Subcommittee on Child Welfare, asked Hertel about the case of Daisy and Donald Arthur, two children that were living in a tent, sleeping on a mattress that was later deemed by Child Protective Services to not constitute abuse or neglect under the current CPS laws. Michigan's child protection statute defines neglect as harm or threatened harm to a child's health, safety, or welfare by a parent or guardian by negligent treatment, such as lack of food, clothing, shelter, or medical care, if they are found financially able to do so, or if there's a failure to seek financial or other support to provide those things. Hertel said the CPS's job is not to prevent abuse or neglect. Instead, it is simply to investigate allegations based on child protection laws. In her opening comments, Hertel said the four priorities she identified for the department included expanding behavioral health access for children, implementing policies to keep families together whenever it can be done safely, improving the way business is done in her department, and ensuring that the staff feels supported. It is incredibly important to us that we make sure, again, that families are able to stay together safely. So while the children and the family may not have been subject to neglect, the children's welfare was, quote, fine. They had access to food and to water. Living in a tent. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep in.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize for that dead air. I was stuck on a phone call, and I kept telling the guy, I got to go. So greatly apologize for that. Second segment of hour number two. One of the things that we're looking at in this committee hearing, and this is amazing, because basically Elizabeth Hertel, the director of Health and Human Services, is claiming that the children were okay. Hertel said in cases where there is abuse or neglect, it isn't always apparent. Sometimes conditions are not ideal. However, CPS wants to be able to bring somebody with them who can try to connect the family to services, get them to be assigned a family resource specialist, who then can work to improve the family's situation. She said 1,000 families have been connected to these services now within the first 5 months of this practice. We know that providing these preventative services for families who are living in poverty, and we know poverty is not neglect, it's going to help keep the family together. Well, Representative Regas then asked Hertel if she would allow her children to sleep in those conditions with a space heater, a mattress on the ground, no plumbing, no running water, and no clean clothes. For over 2 minutes, Regas pressed her to answer yes or no. And Hertel said that those were not her children. She wasn't interested in telling another family how to live. And she was not there to talk about herself as a mother. Hertel said that if they want the department to be able to take action in these situations, the statute needs to be changed. Well, the chair of House Oversight, Jay DeBoyer, asked Hertel if she's saying that in a department with a $34 billion budget, that it's the legislature's fault that a tent could actually be deemed as a safe house. Well, later in the committee testimony, when asking about vaccination policies, State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond made the point that the department has rulemaking authority that it has used to expand requirements in the past, which have then been passed into law. The role of the department is to protect children, which frankly is not being done here. Those children were not protected. There is no way that you can interpret that a tent is a safe, secure, and protected dwelling for children. We give tickets to people who let their dogs live in conditions like that, especially in the wintertime. Well, the children that were living in the tent back in 2023, they were not removed from their mother until they were found living in a car with a case of lice so severe that the sheriff's office had to be decontaminated when bringing the children into the jail. State Representative William Bruck of Erie asked if Child Protective Services would intervene if those children were in a foster family and they were living in a tent. Well, Hertel said that they wouldn't have been licensed to foster the children. So Bruck tried again. What if they had been licensed and then they decided to move the children into a tent? Well, Hertel countered back saying we have different standards for licensing foster families. Well, after one more question, Hertel said a foster family housing children in a tent would no longer be able to be foster parents. Regas asked if Hertel believed the Department of Health and Human Services ended up in the end actually protecting these children. Because basically, if this is what protection looks like under your leadership, then what exactly does failure look like, Regas asked. Well, Director Elizabeth Hertel responded, "Unfortunately, we cannot remove children because somebody is poor." Regas countered, "That is beyond this situation, Director." Well, Hertel wrapped up the committee testimony talking about preventative services, something that the Department of Health and Human Services can help families live their lives. However, she said in Monroe County, where the case occurred, the Department of Health and Human Services does not have the resources or staff to continue following up. We don't have the staff to continue ongoing investigations for families who do not meet the level of child abuse or neglect. So she's basically going to blame it on her budget. She doesn't have enough staff, especially in Monroe County. Later during the hearing, DeBoyer recited that when Hertel first became director of the Department of Health and Human Services, that there were 51 employees making a salary of greater than $100,000 per year. Now, instead of 51, there's over 1,000. Yes, you heard that right. Over 1,000 of her employees are making over $100,000 a year. When she was appointed, 51 employees in her department were making $100,000 per year. Are you grasping these numbers, folks? 51 employees making over $100,000. Now there's over 1,000. On top of that, she, as Director of Health and Human Services, has agreed to provide these fat shots, Ozempic, Wegovy, to people who are either pre-diabetic or diabetic because they're overweight, to the tune of $20 million per month. $240 million a year out of her budget, $250 million. When these employees could be easily fixed, not employees, I misspoke, the insured people on Medicaid insurance, the My Healthy Michigan program, they could be easily fixed with 20, 30, 40 days of fat burning under Missy's program and save the state a ton of money. But these employees, this is ridiculous. DeBoyer went on to say, when government employees with these type of salaries and benefits are saying that they need more money while children are living in tents with lice on mattresses on the ground, sorry, Director, that is not one ounce of sympathy that we can stand by and have for that. House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hertel to appear before the committee yesterday, back in July. Unbelievable answers, unbelievable numbers. Waste, fraud, and abuse, are you kidding me? This is insanity. I can't even fathom that. When she was appointed director, 51 employees were making a salary greater than $100,000 per year. Now there's over 1,000. That That just blows my mind. Just absolutely blows me away. Do you think her department needs some dozing? Do you think they should go through line by line and see exactly why 949 plus employees got a raise to make over $100,000 a year? What additional services or work did they provide to justify $100,000 a year? And the thing of it is, these state representatives that were questioning her, you know how much they make a year? $72,000. That is the salary for a state rep and a state senator. Base salaries is $72,000. And she's got 1,000 employees making over $100,000 a year. Wow. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we're going to continue to follow this because this is part of the budget process. This type of story right here is exactly what Matt Hall is talking about with the governor. Waste, fraud, and abuse. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see if there's any changes made to the budget for the Department of Health and Human Services. The one thing that just blew me away, $20 million a month for fat shots. And by the way, major, big, huge law firm based out of New York, Morgan & Morgan, they're reaching out to people who have been taking these fat shots, Ozempic, Wegovy, who have been experiencing problems with their vision, paralysis of their esophagus, and stomach. Morgan & Morgan is talking about a class action lawsuit against these GLP-1 fat shots. And here we are, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, paying $20 million a month for those shots to people that are on Medicaid health insurance. You think we need some reforms? Absolutely, we do. So we'll continue to follow this story as part of the budget process. We'll see where this goes. We'll continue monitoring it, and we will let you know if there's any follow-up changes to the budget for the Department of Health and Human Services. Bound the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.